Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here today to take you on another journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. In this journey, we will cover the affection of certain spirits for certain persons, questions 484 to 488. Then move on to guardian angels, protector, familiar, and sympathetic spirits, questions 489 to 494.
Enjoy.
Question 484. Do spirits affectionately prefer certain persons?
Good spirits sympathize with moral individuals or those who are susceptible to improving themselves. Low-order spirits with wicked individuals or those who may become such. Hence, their affection is the result of a similarity of sentiment.
Question 485. Is the affection of spirits for certain persons exclusively moral?
True affection has nothing carnal about it. But when a spirit attaches itself to a particular person, it is not always out of affection. A remembrance of human passions can have a hand in it.
Question 486. Do spirits take an interest in our misfortunes and prosperity? Are those who wish us well concerned about the afflictions we experience in life?
Good spirits do all the good they can, and they feel happy for your joys. They are concerned about your afflictions when you do not bear them with resignation, because then they produce no good results for you. You carry on like patients who reject the bitter medicine meant to heal them.
Question 487. What kind of afflictions cause spirits to be concerned about us most? Physically caused afflictions or morally caused ones?
Your selfishness and hard-heartedness, everything else derives from these. They smile at all your imaginary ills born from pride and ambition, but they rejoice in those that will shorten the length of your trial.
Author's remarks for question 487. Knowing that corporeal life is only transitory and that the tribulations accompanying it are the means leading to a better state, spirits are more concerned about the moral causes that keep us from that state than about physical ills, which are only temporary. Spirits care little about misfortunes that only affect our mundane ideas, as we care little about the puerile afflictions of childhood. Spirits who see in the afflictions of life a means for our advancement consider them as a momentary crisis that will restore us to health. They commiserate in our sufferings just as we commiserate in the sufferings of a friend. But seeing things from a more correct point of view, they regard them differently. While good spirits rebuild our courage for the sake of our future, others incite us to desperation and try to jeopardize us. Question 488. Do our relatives and friends who have preceded us into the other life have more sympathy for us than spirits who are strangers?
Of course, and as spirits, they frequently protect you according to their power.
Sub-question 488. Are they sensitive to our affections for them?
Very sensitive. But they forget those who forget them.
Question 489. Are there spirits who link themselves to particular individuals in order to protect them?
Yes, spirit friends. What you call good spirits or guardian spirits.
Question 490. What is a guardian angel?
A protector spirit of a high order.
Question 491. What is the mission of protector spirits?
Their mission is that of parents towards their children, to guide their wards along the path of the good, to help them with their counsels, to console them in their afflictions, and to sustain their courage in the trials of earthly life.
Question 492. Are protector spirits connected to particular individuals from birth?
From birth to death, they frequently accompany them after death in the spirit life and even through numerous corporeal existences, because these existences are no more than very short phases in the life of a spirit.
Question 493. Is the mission of a protector spirit voluntary or obligatory?
The spirit is obliged to watch over you because it has accepted the task. However, it is allowed to choose beings who are attuned to it. For some, it is a pleasure. For others, a mission or a duty.
Sub-question 493. In linking itself to an individual, does the spirit refrain from protecting other individuals?
No, but it does so less exclusively.
Question 494. Is the protector spirit indissolubly connected to the person who has been entrusted into its care?
Certain spirits often leave their position to carry out different assignments, but in such cases, they are replaced.